This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Well, I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I am very, very excited to welcome this evening's guests live in the studio. They are a band of young musicians with a whole lot of talent. I first found out about them actually seeing them live at Jilly's, and they kind of blew me away, I have to say. I said, I got to get these guys on the show. They've got a they've already had a great summer, and they've got some really cool live events coming up that we'll tell you about here in a little bit, and we'll get to know the band. But first, I am going to hand things over to Pet Crow in the WYSO studios for some live music. Take it away, guys.
This is a twist on the name of a young lady we call Miss Taken. If I sit here a while, when I walked in the room and I was lost in your eyes and I was taken by your smile, take the time to know me and I'll make it worth your while. What's that, mistake? Why don't you give me a try? I wear nice clothes and I drive a nice car and I'm a real nice guy. You were watching me too, and that's something you can't deny. Hey there, Miss Hagen, I hope you don't find this rude. I'd like to take the time to know who you are, and I'd hope you want to know me too. Don't be mistaken, Miss Hagen, I really am taken with you. This next one is a title track of our most recent album. It's called Confessions. Broken up with you from my phone. doing that. Can't play no cards, can't make no bets, can't drink a little gin. Don't ask me where I'm going, don't beg me to explain. Don't you start to cry.
Crow live in the WISO studios. We are going to be back to get to know them, let you know how you can go see them, and hear some more live music. So stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. This is 91.3 WISO.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WISO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WISO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and just a moment ago, we heard some live music from a great trio. Altogether, they are Pet Crow, and individually, they are Wes Crow, Julia Crow, and Brandon Pettiford. Welcome, all of you. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey,
welcome, welcome. Very happy to have you guys here. Now, you guys have had quite the career in looking at, you know, the shows that you've played so far this year and the shows that you're going to be playing coming up. Tell me a little bit about how the three of you got started making music together. I know Wes and Julia, you guys are related, so that makes it a little easier. But how did the three of you guys say, hey, let's get a band together and start playing?
Well,
couple years ago, I was in a contest with my dad, and Brandon was in a contest with another band, and we were both competing. And it was called the Rising Star Blues and Jazz Competition. Neither of us made it, but the guy running the competition was a family friend of Brandon's and recommended we get together and jam. And one thing kind of led to another from there. And Julia joined in later on bass.
Very cool, very cool. Julia, what made you decide to get involved?
Well, I originally started out on keyboard, but then I kind of dropped that. And, well, my dad's bass, he used to do bass for a while. And it was just sitting on the couch, and I kind of picked it up, started playing with it, and then just kind of, it felt better than piano, so I did bass.
Kind of found your instrument.
Yeah, and made it, it turned it all into an all-youth band, so.
Nice, very nice. Brandon, I want to ask you, I know that you've played with some other bands, too. Have you been playing drums your whole life, or when did you pick it up?
I started beating on pots and pans at the age of 3 and then started taking it serious. Got my first real set at the age of 6.
So you've been playing a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun.
Now, all of you guys, did you all grow up listening to blues music? Have you always had an appreciation for it?
Mostly, yeah. Like, well, for Wesley and I, our dad's, like, the influence with all the music. But not just blues music, like rock, and we actually started out with country.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Brandon, what about you? Did you grow up listening to the blues?
Well, for me, it was always classic rock music. And then when I was about 6 or probably younger than that, we always went to this thing called the Creekside Blues and Jazz Fest. And every time we always went to the blues stage because I always just enjoyed it a lot.
Nice. Who are some musicians you guys look up to? Wesley, for you with guitars and vocals, is there somebody in particular that you're really, really kind of looking to as an influence or somebody that maybe you just like?
Well, I like a lot of musicians. There's Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King. Those are the ones I look up to the most. There's a lot of others, too. We'd be here a while if I named them all.
What about the rest of you guys? Who do you guys look up to as musicians?
Well, for me, I like Led Zeppelin and Beatles, but I think we all pretty much look up to the sound of Jimi Hendrix and a lot of 60s stuff.
Brandon, what about you? Who are some of your favorite drummers?
Some of mine are Yonrico Scott from a band called Royal Southern Brotherhood and Neil Peart from Rush.
Very nice. And you guys got to open for Royal Southern Brotherhood, right? Early this summer?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
What was that like?
It was really cool.
It was a lot of fun. Got to meet them. They're nice guys, and they gave us a lot of advice.
What's it been like for you guys? I know that you went down to the International Blues Challenge and played in the youth division. And when I saw you guys, it was at Blues for a Cure with a lot of the local local and regional blues guys. What's it been like as you guys are getting your musical career started, getting to work with some of these guys and gals who have been in the community for a while and have been making music for a while and sharing stages with them?
I think it's been great because we've been able to meet and connect and watch other musicians and learn and pick up.
Yeah, they've been great mentors to us, like Jerry Lowe's out of Columbus. I got guitar lessons from him recently. He's been a good help to me. And also Sean Carney, he's helped me out a lot, also out of Columbus.
It's really nice to get to meet them and share experiences.
Now, you guys have the album that you played the title track from is called Confessions, and it's such a great – Confessions get in the way of a good time. I love that title. What was it like going into the studio and working on this one?
It was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun because we've never actually worked in a real studio before. Our previous album, we actually recorded in our basement, set up like some moving blankets for insulation and stuff. But working in a real studio is really fun.
Yeah, it was quite an experience for us for the first time.
What was it like getting to work with an engineer and sort of have another set of ears really working with you guys to make you sound your best in that studio setting?
It's a lot easier, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It also gave us, I think, a better sound because our last one had kind of a, we mixed it pretty well, no mistakes and all, but I mean, this one sounds more lively and.
Yeah, it's like, more full sounding.
Yeah, we did a much better job on this more recent one. Kind of changed up our technique a little bit with the recording.
How do you guys write your songs? Does one of you sort of take the lead, or do you all kind of work it out together when you're practicing? How does that work?
Sometimes we'll like come up with lyrics, or someone will come up with a melody or something, and then at the next practice, we just kind of like put it all together when we start playing, jamming, turn it into a song.
Cool. Now, you guys have, like I mentioned, you opened for Royal Southern Brotherhood earlier this year. You've played a couple of festivals and some really cool events in Columbus. And later this year, coming up, you're going to be playing the London Jazz and Rib Festival, which I know from a couple other bands is a really, exciting, big kind of event. You're going to be opening for Delbert and Clay McClinton at Jeff's Jam Music Festival in August, which is really exciting. And you're also going to be doing Galena Summerfest August 24th and back here in the area at Taffy's of Eaton in September. Once you guys get back into school, are you going to keep playing live pretty regularly or take a little break? Or how do you balance that out?
It kind of calms down. We still end up having some on the weekends throughout the whole year, but it really calms down during the winter months, mainly in between October and January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're also going to try to play as much as we can at least.
That's when we get most of the rehearsals and writing done.
That's going to make it nice then to sort of have that structure of the year to say, okay, this is our time to write and this is our time to, get things ready for the next, string of live gigs.
It's also nice to have a weekend to chill.
Yeah.
Not have to worry about anything.
Is it tricky to sort of, be essentially a working musician on the weekends and in the summer, and then be, a student and in school, during the year?
Yeah. Well, one of our teachers that Wesley and I, we both had at one point, she really didn't like us actually leaving in the middle of the year to go like places and trips like that. But it's kind of difficult because some of my friends, I guess, just don't understand when you're busy and you can't spend time with them. So then it's kind of hard to explain to them.
Understandable. Yeah, it's hard even for some of the musicians I know that are in their 40s and 50s to figure that one out, definitely. Now, have you guys thought about as you get older and you get done with school, is music what you want to do with your lives? Or have you even thought that far? Are you just going to see what happens?
Well, yeah, I have. I mean, I know I'm planning on going to college and studying as much as music about as I can.
Cool. What about you guys?
I'd also want to get a career in music, preferably playing with this band.
Yeah. And what about you, Julia? Have you decided yet or still thinking about it?
Yeah, we all know we want to do music and continue the band and everything. If we can, we might. I think just an idea of trying to go to college at the same time, like we wait until Brandon's out of school since he's the youngest, and we all go to the same college, and so we can like time everything right and still have like gigs at the right time.
I know a lot of bands that have done that and have made that work, so it's a good, viable plan. What are you guys most looking forward to coming up? Is it finishing up these live gigs and getting back to writing, or what are you most excited for right now?
Well, yeah, kind of the chilling out and writing and rehearsals over the winter, and it's more relaxing. It's less stressful.
Yeah.
Anything with the band, really, I guess.
It just gives us time to relax, adjust to any new gear we got. Mm-hmm. We kind of need time to do that. And add new songs to the set, whether they're originals or covers, doesn't matter.
When you guys decide to cover a song, do you pick a song that you really like, or do you pick a song that you really say, I like this, but I really want to make my mark on it? How do you choose?
It's kind of both.
What's your favorite cover song to play right now?
Well, I don't really have a favorite. Well, I like all the Hendrix covers that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hendrix is probably our favorite.
Fire would have to be my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That seems like a fun one to play, I have to say. If people want to keep track of where you guys are going and get your CD, is your website the best place to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are petcrow.com. That's pet with two T's. And we've got a link up to their website and our and their Facebook on our Facebook. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with them, get the albums, and check these guys out. You have a slew of chances to see them. Coming up just this weekend is on August 2nd, the London Jazz and Rib Festival in London, Ohio. They're also going to be at the Canal Winchester Blues and Rib Fest in Canal Winchester, Ohio. August 10th is Jeff's Jam Music Festival in Delaware, Ohio. They're going to be opening up for Delbert and Clay McClinton. That seems like one you don't want to miss. Also, August 24th at Galena Summerfest, which is quite an awesome event. A lot of good names you'll recognize. Pet Crow, along with the Eric Girardi Band, Scotty Bratcher Band, and many, many more. And a little closer to here in Yellow Springs, September 14th at Taffy's of Eaton. Guys, you think we're about ready? Here's some more live music.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Ready to do it? All right. We're going to take a quick break, let these guys get their instruments on and ready, and we'll be back to hear some more live ones from Pet Crow. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. Lots more to come.
To find out what's going on around the Miami Valley, visit the Community Events Calendar at WYSO.org. You can browse by date or by category, or subscribe to an RSS feed. You can even submit your own event, and you might hear it read live on the air. Visit WYSO.org and click on Events.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests for the evening are Pet Crow. You can check them out on August 2nd at the London Jazz and Rib Festival in London, Ohio. August 3rd at the Canal Winchester Blues and Rib Fest. Jeff's Jam Music Festival on August 10th in Delaware, Ohio. Galena Summerfest later in the month. And right here in the Miami Valley at Taffy's of Eaton. We'll get all those dates up on our Facebook page. We've already got some links up to their information. But before we do any of that, sit back, relax. We're going to have some more live music from Pet Crow.
This song's about a teacher that didn't like us. It's called You Might Cut Me. To listen to what you have to say. What's that? I don't fit the mold. They probably broke it after I was made. You say I can't make it happen. That only pushes me more. Allow me to prove you wrong and so you I can endure. You might cut me with words. Might run down my good name, and I'm gonna prove you wrong. It won't change how high I aim. You might cut me with words. You might run down my good name, and I'm gonna prove you wrong. It won't change how high I aim. That you're in, I'll tear down the facade
keeps it when with your friends. Judge me from your fragile world, won't comprehend. You might gut me with words, you might run down my good name. And I'm gonna prove you wrong, it won't change how high I am. You might gut me with words, you might run down my good name. I do good in your class now, I may not fit your mold, but I'm gonna make it big now, I just hope you're not too old. Go ahead and light my fire, let me show you what I've learned. But don't get too close now, my fire burns bright and you'll get burned. You might gut me with words,
this next one, this one's called You're Not Around. Past your house, darling, and it was all dark inside. drove past your house, darling, and it was all dark inside. Neighbor lady said, left on the arm of another guy. To do is give you my love. Why treat me so mean, baby? All I want to do is give you my love. You meant everything. Do one more. It's a title track off our first album. It's called Laying Down the Blues.
We're here now. on the blues tonight.
Crow live in the WISO studios. Check them out. They've all got all kinds of live dates coming up. All the info at Pet Crow. That's PETTCrow.com. Thank you all so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And Brandon, happy birthday. Yeah. This is Kaleidoscope on member supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WISO.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Lots more music coming up on Kaleidoscope. Stick around. Right now, here's one from Trey Stone.